This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The final debate night in Nashville between U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden began with a battle over the president's handling of the pandemic, where more than 225,000 Americans have died from coronavirus and millions of jobs have been lost. Mr. Trump declared the virus will go away, while Biden warned that the nation was heading toward a dark winter. Biden says President Trump doesn't even have a replacement for the Affordable Care Act.
He's been talking about this for a long time. He's never come up with a plan. I guess we're going to get the pre-existing condition plan the same time we get the infrastructure plan that we've been waiting since 17, 18, 19, and 20.
Ultimately, President Trump says that Joe Biden is all talk and no action.
You were vice president, along with Obama as your president, your leader, for 8 years. Why didn't you get it done? You had 8 years to get it done. Now you're saying you're going to get it done because you're all talk and no action, Jim.
We got a lot of it done. We released 38,000 prisoners left from the...
You got nothing done.
38,000 prisoners were released from federal prison.
Again, this is the final debate between the two before Election Day, November 3rd. U.S. officials say there's been an onslaught of activity from Russian state-sponsored hacking groups in recent days.
The FBI and the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity Agency have released an advisory warning that Russian hackers have targeted networks in dozens of state and local governments in the United States in recent days. The alert says some networks were compromised. U.S. officials point the finger to a Russian state-sponsored hacking group, variously known in the cybersecurity community as Dragonfly or Energetic Bear. The advisory was released less than 24 hours after U.S. officials warned at a news conference Wednesday night that Russia and Iran have obtained some voting registration information.